This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Mother reveals how angry she was after her ex dropped off the wrong baby to her home after taking care of his two sons by two different women at the same time. The mom revealed her fury after her ex-partner, who shares custody with the mom, dropped off the wrong baby. She took to Reddit to explain how she was in the middle of a work call when her son's father dropped the 17-month-old baby at her house. As the baby was sleeping, she didn't come to see him immediately, but 10 minutes after, when the little boy started crying, she made the discovery. That's not her baby. She said, "I immediately noticed this was not my son. My son has blue eyes. This baby had green eyes. Taking off the baby's head also showed dark blonde hair and not my son's light brown hair. I immediately called John in full panic mode, telling him to bring me the correct child right this second."
That's reasonable.
Yeah. She went on to explain that her ex, Sean, had another baby who is just 6 weeks younger than her son, who he had dropped off by mistake. Our question, what is the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
A couple of quick comments here. It says, "I pumped the wrong septic tank. Realized it halfway through. And then put all the liquid back." This one, when I was younger, I went with my father to an auto auction. Mike, you can relate to this. Says you're allowed to get into vehicles and you can start them to check them out. Well, I got behind the wheel of one of the biggest trucks I'd ever seen, a Ford F-350. That is a big truck. Well, I started it up. It lunged forward, slammed into the Lexus in front of it.
Oh, no.
I've been trying to hit stop with the brake pedal, but hit the gas and push the vehicle full car length. I didn't know the truck was a manual. My dad had to call his insurance company and pay for both vehicles.
Damn. Ooh.
I'm sure your dad
that
was
could not
thrilled.
Have been cheap.
No.
I bet even that Ford 350 costs more than the Lexus. Those trucks, when you get them that big, depending on how nice they are, isn't that a $75,000 truck?
We don't know what kind of Lexus it was.
Well, right. I mean, new it is. You know, but still, at auction's probably 40, right? 45.
I mean, he works there. I'll take his word.
Yeah. I used to work there as a kid. That's how I know these numbers. That's where I bought that car in the parking lot. You're supposed to let it go through inspection, and it blew up on me and it shot through the hood. I know a little bit of auctions, too, by making dumb mistakes.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I learned to spray paint the seats to get the stains out.
Oh, that's right. The guy that hired you,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. If you had cloth seats, man, and those back stain in the car, man, you just took black spray paint. Cover it right up.
Also works for dog hair on dark floors.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah. Damn. There's all kinds of tricks in the trade.
What's going on down in the auction?
That's right. You detailed for a while, right?
Yeah, I did indeed.
What were some of the tricks that...
That was the main one. There was just as much spray paint that came in as well as soap.
Yeah, you had to detail it before you take them. So even when you're, basically what you do is you take a couple in, you try to get rid of them because they're not moving on the lot, then you try to pull in some that will move.
Right.
So when you take those in, they need to be sale worthy at that point in time from a, aesthetically standpoint.
Yes.
What is the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Rosemary. Welcome to the men's room.
First time caller.
Hola.
I got married at 17, and shortly after that, my husband wanted to go buy a car. We went to look at it. I looked back. He said, "Where are we going to put the baby seat?" It was a 65 Corvette Stingray. I would kill for that car.
I believe you literally.
What? And then when he went, wanted to buy a motorcycle, he went to look at Harleys. I knew nothing about them either. I'm kicking myself for that one.
But do you think you would still have them?
Yes, because we restored a 37 two-door sedan, and it's still in his garage now.
Are you guys still together?
No.
Okay.
No. We also had he had a 67 Firebird, all Pontiac set up. I had a 69 Firebird, all Chevy 350, 350 turbo behind it. What so I learned about cars real quick.
What do you drive now? If you're that particular about all these things, tell
a
me.
Prius.
Yeah, what are you driving, like a day wheel?
I don't drive right now. I had a 76 Volvo 245, four-speed overdrive, broke the shifter off twice. I like speed.
Good. I'm glad you're not driving
drive
now.
Fast, too.
Yeah.
Are you talking about your drug choice? Yeah, right. So why don't you drive now?
I don't own a car right now. It's a good point. Plus, like I said, I don't follow speed limit signs. People with me, bitch. And I said, I said, when the guy with the red light knocks on my window, then I'll follow speed limit signs.
You are a terrifying person. I like you, but you're terrifying.
You're not a grandma or anything, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
How many grandchildren do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven. Could you tell us their names in order from the time they were born?
No.
Why not?
Four of them belong to my son from his wife's first marriage. So he has two. My daughter adopted one, and her boyfriend has a couple running around.
A couple running
around.
Oh,
yeah. Well, if they're adopted, you don't have to know their names.
The age of my own kids.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
All right. And why don't you know their ages?
Because they're born in 73 and 76.
And you can't do the math on that?
Nope, because you can't do nothing about age, so I don't pay attention.
So 76.
Okay.
I'm 64 right now.
Oh, you are. You know
your age.
You know every single make and model and everything about every single car that you wish you had.
Yeah.
But you cannot remember the grandkids of your kids, no. And you don't know the names of your grandchildren. Am I understanding this correctly?
Right, and I get my two kids' birthdays messed up. My daughter's birthday is March 15th, so I keep thinking about Cass's April 15th to back up. My son is either September 21st or September 22nd.
Why can't
they knock me out, and I don't miss the birth.
What happens when you calm down a little bit? What does knock you out a little bit? I mean, do you smoke any weed ever?
I learned how to smoke weed when the cannabis became legal. I've been doing some of them on hold for the last hour.
All right. Did that cause...
You've been smoking weed for an hour?
Plus a bottle of Jack Daniels with ginger ale.
A bottle of Jack Daniels ginger ale, and you've been smoking weed for the last hour.
The weed is doing nothing.
Right,
it's not.
The Jack is winning this battle.
I'm glad
for sure.
You don't have a car.
Right.
Oh, no. I've always been safe about that. Once I would have a drink, I didn't. Thanks to the pandemic, I hadn't drank for 12 years.
I don't know why, but I like you.
Yeah.
I discovered you guys' show about 2 years ago, and I really enjoy listening to it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Call anytime. You have an open invitation. Anytime you have a story to tell, you just
no, Ted,
call.
I agree. Ted's giving that look like no.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, No. Listen, I say you got it. I give you
Miles
I give
invites
you
everybody to the party, and he leaves.
Right.
I will Irish
We've
exit
been
this.
Through this before. He gets somebody calls
no idea
in.
What you're...
You're awesome. You should show up.
Yeah, right.
And then we can't get rid of him.
There's something about her. I like someone who's like, look, these are the cars I had and can break it all down.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know when my
Turbo.
Kids were born. I don't entirely remember the names of all my grandkids. I'm like, all right, her priorities are set.
Don't know how old they are.
Yeah.
What is the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK. You got my pass.
Yeah. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Rosemary's kids are 44 and 47.
We'll let her know.
That's a fantastic story. So I got a choice, either an embarrassing story about me or my dad.
You.
All right, let's do this. So Mike Hawk's going to throw a chair because I gave him the one about my dad. Anyway.
You so just got your pass revoked from Mike.
So I've had exactly two women have a significant relationship with two ladies. And so I was in the relationship with my second gal is about 2.5 years, and to get the other gal contacts me, it's like, hey, I'm going to be in town. Would you like to hang out for a bit? I'm like, sure. So this is before cell phone, so I end up blocking off the entire day, waiting for her to show up. where she wasn't sure when she'd show up, and so I spend the entire day with her. And this is the last day before I leave the state to go study for school, so it's going to be a long distance for a year. And so, my girlfriend at the time was not too happy with me, the fact that I stayed with the ex-girlfriend the whole day.
You don't say.
Yeah. Are you shocked by this?
Well, wait, it gets better.
Hold on, we got to rewind, though. Yeah, at that point in time, did you not recognize that you're leaving the next day? You're going to be gone for a year.
No.
You have a current girlfriend.
I knew, but...
Okay, as long as you understand that might have been a... Continue.
Yeah, okay, so at the end of the... So I didn't get back until like 1:32, and girlfriend at the time goes storming out. She's like, I need to walk. And so I go following her, and she's like, why are you following me? And I'm like, well, because girlfriend one, Jody, she asked me a question. She said, you know, you've been with this girl for so long, why haven't you married her or proposed to her? So that's how I proposed to my wife.
Are you married now?
Yes, sir.
To this woman that you followed, as you followed her, that's when you proposed to her after arriving home from the ex's place.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you have a 13-inch penis?
If you multiply it by about 4, yes.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to figure out.
That seems unbelievable.
It really does. Like, I'd be like, nope, see ya.
I'm not sure if I would marry the woman who said yes to me in that circumstance.
No, like, no.
How poor is your judgment?
Right, exactly. Like, oh my God.
You don't say yes to this.
No, you don't, because you might go to the grocery store and, like, I don't know, walk into a wall.
Right.
And open your
mouth. Man, oh man. But good for you if it worked.
Mm-hmm. What's the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
I don't understand that one. Hello, Russell. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
How's it going, gentlemen?
We're doing well. Thank you, sir.
Hey. So basically, I had a mild situation. So I rented this car because my ex-girlfriend ended up wrecking mine. So they gave me a rental truck for about 3 days. And I came time to get fuel, and I was really tired, just got off work. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, man, dude, this truck's badass. Like, I wonder if it takes diesel. So anyway.
Wait.
What do you mean you wonder?
That's just the thought. You wonder
if it takes diesel? Like, I made a mistake.
Right.
I knew my van didn't take diesel.
I associated like a Dodge Ram with like diesel. I don't know.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay. Truck.
Okay.
So anyway, I filled it up. It was like $30-something worth of diesel, and unlike your story, I didn't get to take it back. So I had to let it sit overnight, and as I was going to go return it, it wouldn't start. So I had to call the lady at the place. And I was like, hey, something's wrong with the truck you gave me. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, it's not starting. Or if it starts, it shuts off like every, 15 seconds. So she's like, all right, we'll get a tow truck out there and, we'll get it fixed. Sorry about that. I was like, no problem. Don't let it happen again.
Did they figure out what was wrong with it?
Oh, yeah. They never contacted me again, though.
Really?
That
was a brand new truck, man. I ripped that thing to shred, bro.
I'm not saying anything because I didn't get an email either.
I get it's a Dodge Ram, but like literally last summer,
yeah,
I rented a car and they gave me a Dodge Ram Heavy with. Sorry, that sounded weird. Is my headphones? Does that sound weird?
No.
Oh, it's like a weird echo. They gave me this monster truck, but like they said it's gas.
Right. They tell you.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to ruin their stuff. What's wrong with your headphones, man?
I don't know. I'm getting a weird echo in mine.
Echo. Can you hear that? Echo. Yeah. Echo. Echo.
Just when you talk or when we talk?
I think it's just when I talk.
One, two, two. Echo.
Sorry. Do you hear that?
No.
All right.
We don't hear it.
My headphones suck.
Okay. Headphones. Crappy headphones.
What's a stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
A comment here says, first time I had sex, I used a Ziploc instead of a condom. To be fair, I had no idea what a condom actually was at the time, but I did know that I needed to put something on so she wouldn't get pregnant. But technically, that's not a mistake. it's not recommended.
If you're that close, it's like anything else. You don't just drive a car. You've got to learn how to drive a car. You know what
sure.
I mean? Like, and if it's important to you and you have the opportunity to drive a car, you might want to take a driving test.
Yeah, but the difference is the car does not give me the same physiological response that the promise of sex does.
Yeah.
Even if it's a brand new, it's a Maserati.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. I'm excited to drive it. But getting laid, it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you back, Ted?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out on the air. I think it's fine now.
Really? Okay, good.
I'm nervous.
He's back.
Let's see. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores. All right. So get down to the story. Guy I worked with, working marine construction, forgot to put the plug in the boat, was out working, and sank the boat.
Damn.
How big of a boat?
14-footer.
What do you do in that situation? Could you bring the boat up to the surface and will it be a boat again, or is it pretty well just done?
To be fair, he did make a run for the shore when he realized what was wrong. He managed to get it drug up to the shore side, got it pumped out, and mechanics back at the shop were able to go through the motor, get everything running good again.
All right, so it wasn't a total loss.
No, it wasn't a total loss, but something I'm sure that as long as he's with the company, he's never going to live down.
No, there's no way.
I got to ask, do all boats have plugs?
Not all of them, no.
Okay, because I was just thinking, that might just be a bad idea in general. I know there's a functional purpose and why they're there, but maybe there's another way
to be
able to
pump. What is the purpose when it's in dry dock? To like wash it?
To bilge maybe? Or like
I don't know.
Bilge pump or something else that would work?
Basically what it is some do have a bilge with a pump, other ones don't, and if they don't have a bilge with a pump, then you know.
Then you got a hole. You got a hole with a cork in it.
Pretty much, yeah. It's just a rubber screw cork and...
That seems awful weird. I don't want to trust my life, like, you know what I mean, to, like, a bottle of wine, basically.
Although I like what you're saying. This guy realized it's going down and just guns it, trying to get back.
Yeah.
So how submerged was it by the time he actually pulled the thing back in?
So funny thing is, when he made a run for the shore, realized wasn't going to make it, he got the hell, got off the boat, and it basically did what we called turtling, and it flipped over, so... The keel was up on surface, and the inside of the boat was down.
But that's good, though, because that air bubble, that pocket, will keep the boat from sinking, whereas if it was upright, right. It would go to the bottom.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. That's crazy.
You're still going to get grief at work, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for that air pocket. Like, by the way, a comment came in. You were saying, look, someone used a Ziploc bag in place of a condom. They did not quite understand the function of a condom, just knew if you don't want to get her pregnant, you need to cover your junk. And you said, well, look, man, you might want to drive a car, but you still got to learn how to drive. And I said, look, they just don't get that. It could be a Maserati. Mm-hmm. Somebody chimes in and says, listening to you in a Maserati can confirm does not get me erect. No. Okay, yep. There we go.
There you go. What's a stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK. Those Maseratis look nice, man.
They do. I would have an erection.
I don't know.
If I owned a Maserati, if you saw me driving it, I also have an erection.
Send us a comment. Text in, how much does it cost you to just get an oil change?
Oh, man.
I'm curious. Because that's what
I don't want to know.
I don't either. You can't go to Jiffy Lube, right?
I mean, you could.
I think a Maserati you take to the dealership.
I would.
Yeah, I know that.
I think
that's what I'm saying.
Anything
like, in a pinch,
Maserati.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm in the middle of, I don't know, South Dakota. Probably not a Maserati dealership. I need to get my oil changed. Can I pull in the Jiffy Lube? I'm just asking.
That's like Rolls Royces. They don't break down. That's like their thing. You'll never see a broken down Rolls Royce.
Won't let you see it?
They'll put a tarp over it?
Yeah, they'll drive a flatbed out, put it on that thing, put a tarp on it. That's like their thing. We never break down.
Damn.
Huh.
That is a different world.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
First, gentlemen, yesterday's live day was fantastic. I just got to say, you guys did an amazing job.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's kind of hard to tell from this
end. The highlight was definitely the Dirty German singing 99 Luft Balloon.
Listen, I forgot that we did it, and then I heard it again at the very beginning of the show, and now that song has been stuck in my goddamn head all day. I'm not happy about that because I hate that song.
99 Luft Red Balloons.
Now you know the lyrics.
That's it. I never knew the words of that song.
Are those the actual lyrics?
I believe so.
All right.
Sounded pretty right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my story is about one of my roommates back in college, Casey. And it was his birthday night, and he proceeded to go out and get blackout drunk, and a chain of mistakes ended up following. So we lived in a house down in Eugene. We had six guys in there. It was kind of a mini frat house. And so we all went out with Casey for his birthday. Tide went on, bounced around all the bars. And I don't remember what time, but come time to go home, we all look around, and Casey was nowhere to be found. So we did a lap, figured, whatever, maybe he found some chick, and he just went home with her. So we all go home, hang out, and then we all basically just crash. Well, where our house was at, my room was downstairs right next to basically the front door, so I had a shared wall with the front door, and I was sleeping nice and comfy like a thrill. Sounds like he was this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I hear jingling, like I hear when somebody, basically anytime anybody comes in the house, I hear them. So I hear the keys jingling, I hear it jingling, I hear grunts, and then he starts banging on the door. And so I'm screaming at him from inside the wall, saying, Casey, what the hell's going on, basically? So I finally get up and open the door, and it was Casey. He had been trying to open the door with his car keys, because he lost his house keys at some point in the night. But, he had officially given up because he was in the fetal position on the front porch, basically resigned that he was going to be sleeping there for the night.
Did you find out what happened to him from the time that you left to the time that he knocked on the door?
He's got no idea. He said he met up with some guys. They thought we were there, and then he turned around and nobody was there, and they didn't have Ubers back then, so we took a cab home.
Okay. Damn.
But so after that, I bring Casey in. Casey, get your butt up. Go upstairs. Already pissed off, so I'm still half drunk and got woken up at whatever time in the morning. So he goes on his way. I go back to sleep. Maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, I get woken up by one of my other roommates screaming, Casey, what the F are you doing? What are you doing? So I get up, wander up there, and same Casey is standing on top of our stairs, proceeding to pee all the way down the stairs, down our wooden stairs, and just go into town.
That is the classic blackout drunk move, man.
There was a guy outside the front of the building today peeing on the steps and in the corner.
Oh, VD was telling.
Yeah.
Really?
Just walked right out the front door, just whipped it out right by the steps, just peed, and then kept on walking.
Yeah, he said the guy had his hands full, like he just bought a tea from Starbucks, had something else in his other hand.
Like a homeless dude.
He wasn't sure. He said he's making a judgment call on the guy. This is how he put it to me. Essentially, he's wearing a drug rug up top. Look like he could use a shower, and then this part's an actual coat, but sensible pants and shoes. But he had sensible. Had nice tees, something else in the other hand. Just stopped in front of the building. We have a little stairway there.
Mm-hmm.
Whipped out his jug, peed, and
the stairwell I use or the
stairwell that you use. You can still see the pee stain coming out of the corner.
Excellent.
Yeah. What's the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
What is the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
Miles, one of the questions you asked if you own a Maserati, how much is an oil change?
Just curious.
Well, we have Holly here who apparently owns a Maserati and is getting an oil change. Is this correct?
Yes.
Are you waiting? Or are they? Do they give you a loaner?
No. My husband's driving me home in our Jeep.
Okay, so it is a day thing. You got to drop that bad boy off, pick it up the next day?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You got a Jeep and a Maserati?
Yeah.
He drives the Jeep. You get to drive the Maserati?
Yeah. Well, the Jeep Wrangler, it used to be mine, but now it's his because I upgraded.
Yeah, upgraded. We understand that.
How much is this oil change going to cost you, or are you going to find out tomorrow?
It's $975.
Holy. And that's what, every 7,000 miles?
12,500 miles.
All right, okay, all right. Yeah. It's still expensive, but it's not the regular, expensive. You know.
Yeah. I mean,
now, do you legitimately enjoy driving the Maserati, knowing that, generally speaking, you can't just open that bad boy up?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. All right.
How much did you buy that?
I enjoy driving a Maserati.
Right. Did you buy it new or used?
New.
And dare I ask, is it more than $70,000?
Yeah.
Is it more than $80,000?
Yeah.
Is it more than $90,000?
Yeah.
Is it more than $130,000?
About $115,000.
Wow. And what kind of gas mileage do you get in this?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
Do you have a vacation home?
No.
Okay.
They have a Maserati.
Do you have a boat?
Almost.
You have a canoe?
Yeah, we have a fishing boat.
All right, well, that's all right.
All right. Now, how much, what kind of gas, like, and you pull into the Shell station, like, which pump are you driving up to?
The special gas? I don't know.
Like, all right. Premium?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Where's your special gas?
What is Maserati tied to? Was that Ferrari when we were living in Capitol Hill? So when you go to the dealership, you're looking at a Ferrari.
Yeah.
All right, did you know specifically what you wanted to get, or did you go to the, it's like, look, I got $115 I can spend. You wanted a Maserati specifically?
It was an impulse buy. I knew that I wanted a car, and I didn't know
I'm glad he said that for your benefit.
You can't say on the radio. Sucker. Mother. And. Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Yeah. Listen there, big bucks. You can't cuss. Because of the fine, you can buy 3 more Maseratis. Now, let me, how old is the Jeep Wrangler that your husband's now driving?
This is a 2007, I think.
Okay, so you got the 13-year-old Wrangler, you got the new Maserati. I like your style, Holly.
Yeah, you ran a hell of a deal on that deal.
Yep, I did.
I don't like it. What kind of gas? I don't know, the specials.
Yeah,
where's your special gas?
I just used this card. What's a stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK. Now you know.
I get the feeling she's not one of those people like, hey, we're buying the groceries the Safeway because I get X amount of dollars off at whatever gas station.
It doesn't matter, though. Even if you just need an oil change, you're never just going to get the oil change. They never do that to even, you know, the oil change places. They come out and go like, see this oil filter? I don't know what you're doing in there, but that needs to be replaced.
Yes, it needs to be done. We did it once over on the car again. My wife sends me the text like, hey, taking the car in for an oil change. She picks me up after work. I'm like, how much did it cost? She's like, well, the oil changed. I'm like, this sounds like it's about to be itemized. So they found this, that, the other. So she just said, look. And look, we got an older car. It's 9 years old, I guess it is. But she just said, look, if you're going to do it, just freaking do it. So they did whatever they did.
And you go, damn it, that wasn't an oil change.
Didn't they come out and say, like, the 2,000 miles thing was kind of bunk?
Yeah.
It used to be 3,000, right? Like, when they first started these oil places, it was every 3,000 miles, because that was part of the slogan.
Was it three?
Every 3,000 miles.
That was part of their advertising,
and then
sure.
They changed that and said, well, you know, maybe only every 6,000 miles. That's why I asked on that car. She says 12.
Right.
But either way.
Yeah, the oil filter was always dirty. But I remember it being...
It's an oil filter. I love when they show you, look how dirty that is. I'm like, it's a filter of oil. Yeah, I expect it to be dirty.
Yeah, I just remember being broke and just being like, yeah, I don't care. Well, you know, this could affect the way the car... Like, I can pay for the oil change.
That's all I can.
That's right. It.
Exactly.
That's
you
what I can afford.
You keep walking back into this room with every part on that car. I don't care.
And the other thing is, like, look at the vehicle I've brought in before you tell me all the other things.
Right.
If you rolled in a Topaz, I'd be like, sir, I can go through the spiel of what you could do, but also it's a Topaz. I don't think you care.
Right. No. It's the early 2000s. I'm driving a 92 Topaz.
Right.
Get real.
You can top off the windshield wiper fluid. How's that?
Hey, you want a high five, fella?
Yeah.
What's a stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-RON.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Brandon.
Hola. And he's gone.
We'll try him again in a little bit. Hello, Keith. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, gentlemen, long-time listener for the last 10 years. I freaking love you guys.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Anyway, so my wife gives me a hard time about my lead foot. That has got me into some trouble, not a whole lot, but to the point to where I've gotten a bunch of tickets. Well, a couple years ago, we were driving down a hill, and she was bombing it, going 50 miles an hour. There's a cop right there. Woo! Give her a ticket. I have not let her let it down since. Mm-hmm. I give her the S all the time.
What is the expensive ticket you got?
Me personally, it was like $870.
How fast were you going?
Well, it was for a speeding ticket, no insurance. it was my dad's car. It wasn't in my name.
All right, I ask you the question that stings the most. How much is your car insurance a month?
$450.
Okay.
How much is your girlfriend's?
My wife's insurance is about $150-$200.
How much is your girlfriend's?
But see, here's the only thing I would say. In your defense, like, look, nobody wants to get a speeding ticket. It is understood. You were speeding. Now you owe a dollar amount. Basically, you bribe your way back to being able to drive. But to me, that's not getting in trouble. Like, when it deals with cops, like, if I'm just getting a ticket, I'm not in trouble. That's kind of like if you can just pay to make it go away, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm not in trouble. Trouble is when you get out of the vehicle and have to get in there.
Mm.
You know, so to me, I'm like, right, I got busted speeding. That's not, like, trouble. The cops aren't even upset. You know,
I'll show up in court.
This is how fast you were driving. Here's your ticket. Like, I'm okay with this. That's like a warning from your parent.
What is the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tiffany. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
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 Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Super excited. You guys were amazing yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
So, long story short, a couple years back when I first got married, our dish to bring to Christmas dinner was the green bean casserole.
Ew!
And I am not as great. I know,
ew!
Right?
Like, what? Listen, I would Tiffany, I would never, ever, ever ask you to make that and bring it to my home. In fact, I would tell you, you can make it, but do me a solid and leave it at home.
Well, you definitely will never want me to bring it after you hear the rest of the story. So, I'm not the greatest cook, and somewhere along the line, I must have added about a cup of salt. So, their first bite, they all pretty much died inside.
You added a cup of salt?
How it happened. I'm not the greatest cook.
I mean, it's one thing to not be a great cook, but adding a cup of salt.
I'm pretty sure it's just green beans, a can of cream of mushroom soup, and those French onion toppers. I think that's all. Maybe some pepper.
And a cup of salt, yes.
Yeah, but I think that's all it really is.
It pretty much is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not real complicated. It's like three things.
Exactly how bad are you?
I think it was supposed to be a teaspoon of salt, and maybe I looked at it as one cup instead of one teaspoon.
Okay.
Yes, because TSP and cup look so similar when reading them. If you had to make a meal, right? People are coming over, and you are in charge of cooking. What is the best meal you could perhaps make for people?
I make a pretty good stuffed taco shells meal.
What do you mean stuff? You mean tacos?
Tacos?
You mean just regular tacos that have things inside?
Taco shells. Those, you just take a bunch of ground beef, you know, season it. You melt some, what do you call it?
Cheese.
Cream cheese. And then you stuff it into the big old taco shells. And then you layer it in a pan. And you put some salsa all over the top and cheese and then bake it.
Okay. Does your husband cook at all?
Oh, he's the cook in the family.
Okay, all right, thank God. So you're not going to starve to death.
Tiffany, I'm going to guess.
Is she making a version of enceladas? I've never heard of stuffed taco shells.
They're crunchy taco shells.
But wait, so it's a crunchy taco shell. You stuff it with the cream cheese and the ground beef. You lay it in the pan, pour salsa, and bake it?
It's like a pasta shell. So you have to boil the shell.
Okay, all right.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. And Tiffany, yeah. I'm just going to assume that you are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous because your husband married you knowing that
you might poison him with salt.
You might kill him.
Right? Well, thank you.
Well,
I like to think so.
We know.
No, that's got to be it.
We already know.
It's one thing to not be a good cook. It's another thing to add a cup of salt, right? Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, so with Thanksgiving coming up this year, are you staying home? Are you going to someone's place? And are you cooking anything?
Unfortunately, I am working.
Oh, no. Well, that's good. You get to come home and eat, and you really don't have to deal with the day. Maybe you could, know, man, and honest to God, and I don't know if people have ever tried this before, Whole Foods does a great Thanksgiving dinner. Fred Meyer does one that you can order. There's nothing wrong with
going. What do you get with it?
There's nothing wrong with going. You can get whatever you want.
So, like,
that's
I can get it.
I was talking to a patient today about that, and she and her family, I mean, her and her husband are going to do that because of COVID. They don't feel comfortable going over to the family for Thanksgiving, so that's what she was going to do. I think a lot of people are going to do that this year.
That way they don't have to deal with their family.
You pick whatever you want. You pick the sides you want. You pick the number of people that are coming over. You basically just order it. You go pick it up that morning, and you heat up your stuff, and you're good to go. And I'm telling you,
but now
even if you just want to make, like in Ted's case, he's going to make a stuffing no matter what.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, that's taken care of. You don't need to buy it. You can buy a turkey. You can buy mashed potatoes.
Can I get the turkey? Like, do they offer smoked or deep fried, or is it just standard?
Depends on the location, I think. How fancy you want to get is fancy.
They offer the deep fried and or a smoked turkey, I'm thinking that might be what I want to do.
You can pick one up from Popeyes.
Are they doing the whole turkey?
Yeah, they sell deep fried turkeys.
Ooh. See, I'm not above that, man.
Yeah, here it is. Classic Thanksgiving dinner.
All right,
Whole Foods Market. You can get whatever the hell you want. Dry brined spice citrus turkey. Cornbread and sausage stuffing. Butternut squash soup. Pumpkin pie. Cranberry sauce. Green bean casserole. Mashed potatoes, gravy, buttermilk rolls. Just tell them
how
many you
want. We did this 1 year for Christmas at my mom's house.
All right.
Because for like 3 Christmases in a row, my mom's a great cook. She's not great with time. So the dinner kept coming out really late. My brother, at this point, my niece and nephew are little, right?
Sure.
So they're only there for a window of time. So this was like 2 or 3, probably 2 years in a row. We're turning this big thing. So finally, I just said, look, I'll just pre-order a meal. Right, because Miles is right. Like you just have to basically heat it up, and the meal's ready.
And to be honest with you, the reason this appeals to me, and we were saying this yesterday, the day before, just how much time you spend in the kitchen on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah,
and then how much you have to clean on the other side. I'm not looking forward to any of that.
No. Right, like I'm excited to cook a chicken and make the stuffing.
Okay.
But I want to do it.
There's the difference. And you're giving it a test run tonight, correct?
Mm-hmm. This weekend.
This weekend, huh?
Yeah.
And here's Fred Meyer doing the exact same thing.
Any deep fried turkeys in there?
Dude, Popeyes.
Popeyes.
I was looking them up earlier. But I will say this. Somebody in my family learned the hard way. I think it was last year. They tried to order one like a few days beforehand.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, Popeyes was like, get real.
And we're talking to standard sized turkeys?
I don't know. I've only heard about them. I've never laid eyes on them.
But my point is this. If I'm going to run out and buy something pre-done, I want the deep fried or a smoked turkey. And I'm going on the smoked turkey. Guy told me, he texted in either yesterday or the day before. Same thing. Said, man, smoked turkey is where it's at. But it's another all-day process.
You might be able to find one of those places that just does that. Go pick up the turkey and then go pick up your sides wherever else.
That's what I mean.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could make some.
What's the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
Well, so
that's
easier.
True, too. But
I just don't cook for a lot of people often.
Sure.
So there's going to be, 4 of us? One is a child. So I'm just like, all right, I'm cooking.
All right, that's not so bad. Yeah, I'm all about that, man. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Hola. So, back in 2001, I think it was, when they put the blood alcohol to 0.08 from 0.1.
Okay.
And so I, like 1 month after that, went to school in Pullman, get a DUI.
We lost you there for a second. So you're saying you got a DUI?
I got a DUI 30 days after it hits 20. I'm a country boy. We drink and drive all the time. We drive combines, tractors. We do it all, right? So I get pulled over in town.
And get arrested, you know, spend campaign, go to the polls. And then I got sent out of classes.
We're not tracking, man. Your phone keeps breaking up, so we're not entirely sure what's happening here. You got a DUI.
I got a DUI.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I live in Pullman, and so we go to jail, do-do-do-do-do. I have to go to this alcohol rehab class, right? And a lot of other students are in this class. I'm trying to be a good boy. I refrain from drinking, and I start talking to these people, and they're going to a party one night. I'm like, you guys are still drinking? They're like, yeah, why, aren't you? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, come over. In my class, there was a hot, beautiful, smoking girl. I'm like, is she going to be there? And she's like, I'll be there. I'm like, all right, let's go. So we go down to the Cub. We're drinking. We go back to the house. And we're making out, you know, in my car and outside of the party. And I'm like, hey, what are we doing? And she's like, oh, let's go into your car. So we're making out, and she wants to smoke a little bit of a doobie. I'm like, oh, man, okay. And just then we start making out. Oh, sorry. So when we get to it, she wants to go back to the house. I'm like, all right, let's roll. However, I'm going to let you know right now, this is a bad idea. We drove home and got pulled over again because apparently they're pulling everybody over that's driving on that side of the sidewalk. And when I say that, no joke, I was on the sidewalk. So we get pulled over again, two DUIs within 30 days.
So how long are you in jail with that charge?
Just through a couple days.
Okay, all right.
We ended up going, I had to go get a lawyer, got charged with that one, had to go 30 days in to an in-house rehab center.
Did you ever hook up with a girl?
Other than that, no.
Okay, so no. That sucks.
No, two DUIs in 30 days. That's kind of impressive.
What is the stupid mistake you or someone else will never live down? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Brandon, what stupid mistake will you never live down?
I got hammered and fell in the fire at the family reunion.
That'll work.
Are you known to be that guy?
Generally, especially now, yeah.
Yes,
what do you mean especially now? What's changed?
Well, I don't fall in the fire anymore. I stay outside of the circle.
Okay, all right.
That's fair.
How many people were at the family reunion?
Oh, there's at least 20, 30. I think there's only two or three people up when it happened. Thankfully, my girlfriend and my uncle pulled me out.
How much hair did you lose or anything like that?
Thankfully, I shaved my beard before the family reunion. Otherwise, I would have had third degree all over my face.
Okay. That's a good thing.
It was second degree all over the arm. Basically from tips all the way up to the elbow.
Do you have to go to the hospital with second-degree burns, or can you kind of just take care of it yourself?
Well, I thought I would have been able to take care of it myself. My family told me to go to the hospital.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the moment when it happened, we realized we got to rinse it off and sterilize it. So we realized we need some alcohol. And all we had was Smirnoff Raspberry and Captain Morgan.
So you smothered that all over your arms?
Captain Morgan. Oh, yeah.
How did that burn?
I didn't feel it at all. Felt just like the water did.
Okay.
Again, drunk.
Right.
I like that. I got drunk at the family reunion and fell in a fire.
Well, that was fun. Still to come, the return of Who Sucks Less and your emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.